Welcome to another podcast from the Burlington Congregation of the Church of God International. You can find out more about CGI Burlington on our website at cgiburlington.org. It was late January, but it was 43 years ago. In 1975 in Germany, where a young 17-year-old, Vera Branders, in a single day, went from extreme excitement to emotional devastation. She was the youngest concert promoter in Germany, and she had just arranged for a night concert with the American jazz pianist Keith Jarrett. 1,400 fans were expected to hear this jazz pianist improvise and introduce this jazz music to the German concert fans. When Keith Jarrett arrived, he tested the piano, and it was in a state of disrepair. The high notes didn't work. The black notes were sticking. The white notes were out of tune. The pedals didn't work. He refused to play, and he walked out. And young Vera Branders' career basically walked out with him. She was crushed. Last week, Murray exhorted us to rebuild. And what I want to do today is build on Pastor Murray's sermon about rebuilding and explore this notion of playing the unplayable piano. We'll look at how a piano works. Leading up to the Passover, we'll look at discerning the Lord's body. And then we'll finally drill down into this notion of playing the unplayable piano. First, let's get an understanding of how a piano works. There's just a minute clip that I wanted to play you that would show the intricacy in the movements of a piano, the parts of a piano. And it's amazing, just to play one key, how many parts are involved to get that hammer to strike the string. And he names the pieces, and it's quite a complex instrument. In a grand piano, there are 10,000 pieces that come together to make a grand